Our next item is Chipotle Mexican Grill, revised commercial site plan on Route 1.
This item was deferred at the October 13th, 2011 meeting. I provided you a copy of the site plan. It's a revised site plan for the addition of a 2,032-square-foot restaurant. The setbacks meet the minimum requirements of the zoning ordinance. The developers are requesting that the required parking calculations be based on 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet of gross leasable area. That would be the same as when the outlets were constructed. There was a new ordinance adopted that requires a 20% increase for buildings or groups of buildings that exceed 75,000 square feet. Based on the 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet of gross leasable area, 1,236 parking spaces would be required at 6 spaces per 1,000. 1,483 spaces would be required if they had to build it to the existing ordinance. That would be an additional 247 spaces required. The developers are requesting that the parking spaces be restraped to 9 by 20 foot. There's a section in the ordinance that permits the parking to be a minimum of 162 square feet, which is 9 by 18. There's another section that requires them to be 10 by 20. There is a section in the code where the commission may waive the parking requirements if you feel that they are unreasonable or excessive. And I provided you a copy of this site plan and a letter from the applicants. And Mr. Andy Moriarty, the engineer, he is here in case you have any questions.
All right, sir, thank you.
I do have one more thing.
Yes, sir.
If you recall, back in February, the other Tanger outlets across from Midway Movie Theater, right? They had a site plan approved for a 5,000 plus or minus square foot restaurant. Commission reviewed a revised site plan on that for a 2,000 plus minus square foot bank. They were permitted to build that bank at the 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet of gross leasable area.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Johnson, you have a...
I have a few comments and concerns and questions.
Right.
One is, I'm getting this back and forth. You know, one, we want to use the old ordinances on this part, but then we want to use a new ordinance on this part, so they're like flipping back and forth. And I really don't have a problem with the original, but having said that, when I look at the blow up in the or the insert, the big insert in there, that plan shows me parking spaces of 9 by 18, not 9 by 20. So I don't know what they're actually proposing in that respect.
There's a note that states, the note that's in the box says parking to be restraped to 9 by 20. The code allows 9 by 18, which
right.
is 162 square feet.
That's what you're saying.
But I mean, in this diagram here, the dimensions actually 9 by 18. So that was the one concern. But truly, my biggest concern, having had a close friend who worked in building number 7 for a couple of years, is the parking. And in their letter, they're expressing concern about having to put parking in the back and how that really was an inconvenience to the shoppers. But yet here they're taking out prime parking spots right out of the middle. So that is here. But along with that, in terms of the downsizing of the or restriping of the lots, I don't know if you gentlemen have ever tried to pull into a 9 by 18 spot with an SUV and then get out without beating up either your vehicle or your neighbor's vehicle. It doesn't work. And if you downsize these lots, as many as they are, I mean, and as many people that shop there, I think we would be creating a hazard. at having a 9-by-20 parking spot. You add to that, you know, families that pull in there, and you got little kids trying to get out of a vehicle, and there's a vehicle parked right next to them, there's going to be damage done, or someone might get hurt. Secondly, you know, with that, I think what you'd actually wind up with is a loss of parking spots, because people will be straddling that line and taking up two spots. Now, Mr. Burton, I don't know how wide your trucks are, but I suspect some of them are pretty wide. But, gentlemen, those are my comments. I'm okay with the 5, but I think they do need to put those spots in the back, like they're showing. But I do have a grave concern of the reducing of it, because basically what it does is it's bunching up a lot more parking spots in the same space.
Make sure I understand what the what's being proposed here is the staying with the 10-by-20, and then we end up with some parking spaces in the back in order to meet the existing, or to in order to meet the 5
per 1,000.
Per 1,000. Is that right?
The existing ordinance, our ordinance contradicts itself.
I understand that, yeah. I mean, I get that part.
But that's what I said, Mr. Moriarty is here, but I believe it's to do the 5 spaces.
Yeah.
At the not the, at the 162 square foot,
right,
which is permitted by the ordinance, which could be 9-by-18,
and
smallest.
We probably ought to ask Mr. Moriarty, but is it a restriping of the entire lot, or is it just 9-by-18s in the area of the restaurant and the new spaces?
That's right. The existing spaces, as you can imagine.
Sir, if you're going to speak, I need you to read your name, to give us your name and your address, and he should have known better than that, but you go ahead.
My name is Andrew Moriarty. I'm with Timmons Group, representing Tanger Outlets this evening. My address, 5410 Trinity Road.
We got you.
Raleigh. Thank you for letting me speak. To answer your question, yes, the existing parking rows are all 20 feet in depth currently.
Right.
So to make it work spatially, we are just making those a little narrower, 1 foot narrower, mm-hmm. to 9-by-20. Directly adjacent to the restaurant, they're 18 feet deep. Which we felt was consistent with the code. Essentially, what we're trying to do is maximize the amount of impervious cover, or maximize the impervious cover that's out there to provide the parking in the best location it can be, which is in the shopping center, not in the overflow area in the back. This is consistent with what we just did at the Midway Shops in Midway, where we restriped that parking lot in a similar fashion, to allow us to not only provide the area for the pad for the bank, but also to make some circulation improvements to that shopping center. The access was kind of less than desirable, I would say, so I think we've improved that. So it's really what the plan's about. The existing paved parking spaces on the site are less than required by the code, about 4.75 spaces per 1,000. The net effect is we're actually increasing the amount of parking that we're providing for the whole center, increasing it by 74 spaces, 45 in the back that we've shown, and then the restriping yields the difference of 29 spaces. So I think it's an improved condition overall. Chipotle Grill is an amenity to the shopping center. Most of the people that would be going there, I would imagine, are going to be shoppers in the facility. Tanger's continually looking to improve their facilities, and that's what this application is about.
May I ask a question, Mr. Chairman?
You may, sir. Go right ahead.
Just to clarify in my head, what you're proposing to do is to take the entire parking spaces that currently exist, repaint them.
Yes.
The entire this whole parcel.
Yes, sir.
So that whole parcel, all those parking spots will become 1 foot narrower in order to give you enough parking spaces to meet the requirements of 5 per 1,000 square feet?
Yes.
And by doing so, that only results in your having to put 45 parking spaces in the back.
That's correct.
If you were not, if this commission did not approve the 9x20 and said the parking spots should remain the current sizes, how many parking spaces would you have to put in the back?
It would be approximately 90, about double the amount.
Okay.
Of impervious area. Plus or minus, just to.
So why so many additional? I mean, how many parking spaces is this restaurant consuming?
The requirement is.
I mean, displaced. The layout. How many are being displaced?
About 30 spaces.
Okay. So to me, it sounds like all you would be needing to do is replace the 30 that are being displaced, plus the number of parking spaces that are required just for that restaurant.
Well, as I just said, part of the problem is the number of parking spaces that are out there currently don't meet the 5 per 1,000 requirement.
That's interesting. How did that happen?
Paved spaces. There's an overflow area in the back that is there, of course.
Well, it could be a calculation issue, too, at the time. Maybe something was different.
The area in the back, that's typically where the buses park. And we're also people that access the Holland Glade Trail.
That's correct.
Park and walk across to the state lands. Thank you.
Our employees.
I have to say that I agree with Mr. Johnson. I think a 9x20 space is too small, and I think a 9x18 is ridiculous. And I don't even know why we have it in our code, but we do apparently somewhere.
To a public hearing to make that amendment.
I know.
It's not to argue with you, but it's a standard dimension in 99% of the value ordinances that are out there.
Now, I don't have a problem with those sizes for compact cars.
They can be smaller.
Isn't
that amazing? They can be smaller. Like an 8 foot, right? They can be like 8x17, I think it is.
I mean, that is one.
Now, please understand, that was just me expressing a personal opinion. I wasn't quoting the law or anything by any means. I understand what's in the code, and that's just kind of what we have to deal with. Although it does appear that there is some that there is a little contradiction, vagueness, leeway, something in there. It's 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5 pound bag. I mean, we go through this all the time. I mean, everybody wants to put more and more on the same amount of land.
Yeah. Is there a parking? Your peak period is Christmas, probably. Even more than the summer, even though it's a resort area. I mean, is there a parking issue in that peak period at Christmas where you just don't have room?
I'm talking to the building management folks. I haven't been there myself on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
It's pretty full most
usually
weekends.
When I go shopping.
I mean, my office is right across in there. I mean, it's full on the weekends.
Rainy day.
Yeah.
I can tell you that rainy day in the summer.
I've been there during the summer.
Pretty close to parked out.
So then the question is how inconvenient is the extra spaces in the back? You know, if you added those 30 spaces back there,
it ends up being, like I said, about 45 more to get to that 5 per 1,000.
Just
rough numbers. I've got it. I'd have to lay it all out.
But not every car is an SUV. I mean, there are a lot of compact cars out there, and so this one size fits all in every space. I mean, I have been in places, especially if you go to Tyson's Corner or someplace in Virginia, and they have SUV and compact parking areas that are separate, larger sizes and smaller sizes, and you end up averaging down to accommodate that because, you're trying to maximize. Everybody's trying to minimize impervious and maximize efficiencies, and so both hands shake each other. And, we don't have that flexibility in code, or we don't even know what the mix probably should be. Maybe you do. You're an engineer. But
actually, we probably do have flexibility, but the flexibility belongs to the engineer, not to us. I mean, they could propose some 10x20s, they could, and 9x20s, and 9x18s. I mean, any combination thereof, because that's
It's in the code.
That's what's in the code.
And a compact car might take an SUV spot, but an SUV is not going to take the compact spot. So.
The reality of it is, in my mind, and everybody's got an opinion, but there are seem to be less SUVs than there used to be, or at least people are moving out of them because of all the fuel consumption issues. But and impervious cover is a big issue. We're all trying to minimize impervious cover to reduce our
We're just too big.
For stormwater.
That's our problem. We're just too big,
too big,
Mike. You and I are just too big.
You're right.
You're saying it's not the car?
I don't think. Maybe it's not the car after all. Maybe it's just me.
The other thing that I always consider site design is when you have a shopping center, like a grocery store and shopping center where people are pushing carts,
Yeah. You
do need that extra space. I've always been sort of an advocate of the 10-foot wide spaces in that scenario. We don't have carts here. From a practical standpoint, from most of the ULI, Urban Land Institute recommendations, they even want them to be narrower, 8 feet wide, in a lot of cases, because just to reduce that impervious cover issue.
How do you get out of the car in an 8 foot wide space?
My office has 8 foot wide spaces, and it can't be an issue if you have a larger car next to you.
Yeah, but if they
don't park right just square in the middle.
That's right.
Nobody's
perfect, yeah.
One of the discussions was brought out in the public hearing when we were amending the parking requirements was that small cars have bigger doors. Because you got to be able to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So they spring out.
They're longer.
So the doors are longer.
And SUVs are more vertical.
Yeah. They take up the same amount of room as possibly an SUV, the smaller SUV. But.
As you gentlemen know, I travel around a lot with my father, who either is in a wheelchair or using a walker, and I can tell you that it takes a wide door to get him out of the car, and it takes a wide door to get him in the car, let alone his being able to move between the vehicles. And I understand what you're saying about the shopping carts. That's true. But on the other hand, if you have somebody walking up to the car and they got five bags full of stuff, which hopefully they're buying at Tanger Outlet, where are they going to put their stuff
and
squeeze in between their cars?
May not be as many people in the parking lot after they put those 9 foot wide spaces in. They might say, the heck with this, we're going to go somewhere else.
Go to Walmart, they got 10 foot wide.
Well, Walmart, we got 10 footers there. Are you getting the idea that we don't like your 9 foot spaces? You probably are, but you should know that we understand that just because we don't like it doesn't mean that it can't happen.
I mean, I do like the idea of the restaurant there. I've also heard comments from employees who said it would be nice to be convenient for them and be, convenient for some of the folks. But I think the trade-off of you're trying to bring the plan into compliance with the 5 per 1,000 square feet, which sounds like you're not in compliance somehow, but to acerbate it by shrinking them to accommodate that. I think I'm pretty clear.
Council, you have something?
One thing I would just recommend, this isn't based on code, but it's just a suggestion from having to deal with Route 1 every day and the outlets. If the commission were to approve this, if there's some way that you could have signage on the site that directs people to the parking in the back so it's clear, because what happens is, and I can foresee this happening, and this doesn't really have anything to do so much with the Chipotle restaurant, but people are going to see that after they get past the light, and it jams up everything at Glade Road, having to make a U-turn back. Mm-hmm. And going into the entrance, people get to the four-way stop in the middle of the outlets, and it backs everything up because they're not sure where to go for parking. So if you could have signage that says, that there's additional parking in the rear, that would probably get everybody through faster.
That's a good thought.
From personal experience.
I think that's a good thought, but I can tell you I don't believe that's all that practical. But based on my experience, because I ride through there almost every Sunday, because it's a convenient. If you're going to go south off Highland Glade Road, you have to go through here. And if you're not paying attention to the pedestrian and vehicle traffic, you're going to be in trouble. And visibly, I don't think I would even see a sign there. It would, because it's just such a busy spot, and it's going to be busier now with this restaurant when you cross in front of J. Crew and Orvis and through there. I respect his opinion, but I don't think most of the people see a sign. And I went by there this Saturday, Veterans Day, in Film Festival, and this, all of the outlets were jammed. There was not a parking spot anywhere. I thought people would be parking on the median. And that was 2 weeks, you know, before the Black Friday shopping season. So
that's why we want to add more spaces in the front.
But you're going to develop the rear at some point and utilize extra parking back there where the buses and all now, right? You've got that future developed area.
Future area will be developed back there.
That's for me. I don't know a lot of
the
details.
They won't be rear parking spaces at some point in the future. They'll be.
It's not zoned in the back.
It's not.
It's AR right now, but I have a suspicion that they might be back someday.
They have an approval to allow them to have overflow parking.
Overflow parking and stormwater, I think.
They're board of adjustment.
Yeah. I kind of lean with Mr. Johnson on the air on the thing of safety. Like you say, traveling through there so much and seeing people excited about shopping and not watching what they're doing.
I don't think that's going to change at all with this proposal. Like I said, we're trying to add some more parking in where the pavement is. So I think it should help, if anything else.
So Mr. Smith, I hear you're in favor of 6 per 1,000. That might add some more parking spots, too.
Waiting for an answer.
I think he's waiting.
I'm agreeing with Mr. Johnson's line of thinking.
Yeah. You'd rather keep 5 per 1,000, 10 foot wide spaces.
Correct.
If you angled those parking spots instead of having them square in, how many are you going to lose? And what's the?
You've got one way lanes then, though.
Yeah, it really doesn't add any parking. It loses parking.
You probably lose some, but from a safety factor, you don't have the turning and people turning into the side of the car because you're backing out at a proper angle and you're leaving, so the space in between. So from the point of the concern about, you know, people running into the car on each side or jamming a pedestrian between the two cars as they're trying to back out and all, if you're at an angle, it's much easier. You just back out at an angle and you pull away. I mean, is that an option for you or not in exchange for a more narrow space?
That could be an option. I haven't looked at that, but that could be an option.
You know, that might be the compromise is to turn them, you know, change your traffic patterns a bit, turn them, narrow your space up. There'd be a little bit of compromise there to get some spaces with a narrower spot. But that might alleviate some of the issues of, well, the guy's worried about the bumper, he's worried about the car behind, and all of a sudden he jams a pedestrian between two cars and you got an ambulance coming. You know, if you have a much milder turn back, well, then maybe we can compromise on the safety issue, which I think is a real issue, especially in that environment when there are people in a strange location and visiting and they're all excited and all that. And
safety issue is just the width of the spaces, is that?
Well, yeah, because you have a narrow spot to turn to. You're backing into a square 90-degree situation, and you have a narrow spot, and you have a person that's maybe excited because they have the kids in the back and they got the gifts and all that stuff. Yeah, you know, and they're distracted, and then they go to turn, and the next thing you know, not only do you have a dent bumper, but you got some kid that they didn't even see that got smashed between the two cars. You know, if you have that angular, you do lose some spots, but then maybe we can compromise on the narrowness because now it's not such a severe turn. You're just going to back out. It's a much milder turn and go. And maybe that's something for you to take a look at as a compromise to maybe weed needle through. So I understand your dilemma, but I think that's a real issue too, I think. And, you know, having been there, you know.
The only issue that I see with angle spaces, if you have a two-way traffic lane with angle spaces, you're supposed to be parking on the right-hand side. But I can see, especially here, if there's a space on the left, somebody is going to try to bend that 135-degree angle to get in that space. You know, that somebody would probably be me if I saw it. You know,
I know I've
done. So, you know, especially when the place is parked out, that's my only concern. But what you're saying about the angles are true.
Yeah, or pull through.
You know,
I mean, that happens. But But one way direction, you know, with angled spaces would maybe provide that opportunity, is all I'm saying, that as a compromise, I don't know.
Take a look at it.
So how many parking spaces are currently provided?
It's about 1,162.
1,162?
Mm-hmm. We're proposing...
Versus it should have been 1,225?
Correct. And I think that was just that the overflow parking provided in the back. The current ordinance requires those to be paved, I guess, based on the definition of a parking stall.
It was changed.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what happened. It's just supposed to...
Yeah, I don't think it's... The land is there for all that parking. It's just to...
We were just saying that it wouldn't have got final site plan approval.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Something changed.
It was there.
Somewhere.
So basically, in this restaurant would require 11 parking spaces...
On its own.
On its own. And by shrinking up the parking spaces, you're trying to make up for some of the 63 shortage that you currently have.
Correct.
You rather just let them live with what they've got? In other words, don't if 4.75 has been accepted
by omission, permission.
I was telling Vince, I mean, the site plan would have had to have the required parking noted on it for the commission to give it final approval.
Yeah.
What happened when it was constructed
is another
and
matter.
The CO is
that's another matter.
A different story.
You're right. Okay. So it was a mistake at that level. Okay.
And keep in mind, this is a two-part issue. One is the parking, but the parking is generated by, it's actually a site plan to add a restaurant. So, I mean, if you don't approve the parking, you know, they're not getting the restaurant as well.
Well, the thing is, though, you're in order to add this restaurant, you're going to change every parking space in the whole place.
That's right.
You know, that just doesn't make sense to me.
That's from Island Glade all the way to Kmart, basically.
That's right. I mean, you know, I just don't. And the difference apparently is 46 additional spaces in the back if we don't change the size of the spaces.
That's if we change it.
That's if you change it.
If we allow them to shrink them, they still have to put.
No, but 46. More. Well, but it would be 90 some. So it is roughly, 46 more than what they're saying they'll live with. Okay, they want to live with. They've got the land. Let them build them. You know, I just don't think it's right to change every space on the.
No, that's with changing every space, that 45.
Yes. No, but it's 90-some. If they keep them 10 by 20, they have to add, it just so happens that it's another 45 spaces.
I got
it's
you.
Just coincidental.
Plus or minus.
So plus or minus. So all I'm saying is there's more than sufficient land back there to do it. To add, to change every space out here just to accommodate, you know, the restaurant. I mean, it's not a hardship. They've got property. There's no, I mean, where's the hardship here, you know?
I just misunderstood what you were saying before.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I guess that would be my question is what, you know, these spaces were approved as 10 by 20. Now, any new spaces you would do, you could probably make them any size you want because the code permits that.
9 by 18.
Yeah, but this plan was, any size that the code permits, 9 by 18. But this plan was approved at with spaces being 10 by 20.
And it was at the same time it was 5 per 1,000.
Yeah.
So it's not mixing new and old code like Mr. Johnson was saying.
That's right.
What was in effect at the time.
Right. So, well, you can have that choice, I guess. You can have the 9 by 18 spaces, but you can put 20% more in. I don't think you want to do that, but, you know. We shouldn't mix new and old, right? So we don't need to increase the 5 by 20 is a thing, but I wouldn't. Now, I'm just one of four, so the rest of you need to express yourselves.
You've heard me.
Make a motion.
One question. In that thought process, would the spaces right around the restaurant that are new, so to speak, would those need to be those be the smaller spaces?
The 9x18s.
Hate to belabor it, I'm just trying to be clear.
Oh, I understand, and that's a good question, and I can see how one might make a case for that, because that's a new structure.
And the problem with that is that jams you up on the 24-foot width of the lane, because you went out to 20. Does it have to be 24 feet between spaces, Lawrence or Shane?
Yeah.
Hey, we can figure out a way to make it work. I'm just trying to understand.
I have another question. I guess this is permitted, but I'm looking at the width of the handicapped parking spots. It's showing 8 feet.
That's actually the eight is the space. The space in the center is the island for the striped for that purpose. Actually, you've got two parking spaces there, not three.
Right. I mean that works fine
they're 12 each.
That works fine if the handicapped person and the vehicle on the left is getting out on the right hand side.
Oh, yeah, I understand,
and
but that's
the other one
that's the way they're striped.
I know.
This is
one guy has to back in. So the chair comes out on the
right
other side.
Right.
It's all pretty spelled out in ADA requirements.
I have to run the back end so I can get my dad out of his SUV, which is why.
I like the idea of putting compact parking spaces nearest to the to the place of destination, and then forcing the people in the SUV, since they're so big and strong, to steer that vehicle to park way far away and walk to the building, and so you kind of don't have so much darn blacktop. It just seems such a shame, and we have so many people now that are going to more compact cars, and I think everybody wins that way, but I understand, what you're saying, Mr. Chairman and the Vice Chairman, that, that's not the way this site plan was approved. It was approved, with 10x20s.
Chairman or Vice Chairman still only has one vote, so there's five of us here. So,
I don't like things that are parking lot. I can hit a 9-foot space. I mean, they're everywhere. They're not.
Of course they are, and we all deal with it all the time. I understand. I'm not suggesting that it's odd.
No, I think in a lot of places it's 9 foot. It's usable.
And Mr. Johnson, you also have the you can also defer action if you want to think about it. You don't have to make a decision tonight.
Maybe you gave the applicant an opportunity to maybe do some more thinking and come back. Is that a possibility?
I can only imagine what he's thinking right now.
he's probably wondering if the happy hour is done at the Broke Hotel. But,
he had a good support about the whole thing, though.
I have to say, you have been.
Yeah, I like the idea of going to the 9-foot space. I've already spelled it out. I think it makes sense.
I understand.
Sense.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from.
We get
and I think
more parking where we need it. And
I think you have an ally here in Mr. Ross.
Because putting those spaces in the back, it's more pavement that gets used a couple days a year. More stormwater management, more runoff to manage. That's what I'm about.
So I'm not hearing you saying that you'd like to come back with a revised plan.
Is that not.
Okay? Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Chipotle Mexican Grill revised commercial site plan on Route 1, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on Chipotle Mexican Grill revised commercial site plan on Route 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.